1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl is no longer a Category 5 storm, but even as a Category 4, it's got sustained winds of 145 miles an hour. And in Jamaica, they are getting ready. Prime Minister Andrew Holness declaring a disaster area even before the storm hits.
If you live in a low-lying area, an area historically prone to flooding and landslide, or if you live on the banks of a river or a gully, I implore you to evacuate to a shelter or to safer ground.
Sentencing delayed for former President Donald Trump, who was convicted of 34 felonies in his hush money trial. Trump's defense team arguing that some of the evidence in the case should not have been allowed under the Supreme Court's recent presidential immunity decision. Officials say massive overcrowding and insufficient exits contributed to the high death toll at a religious festival in northern India. At least 121 people were killed. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, today is the day millions of Wisconsinites are hitting the road for the holiday weekend. AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Depending on where you're going, remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones. The heaviest traffic is expected to be today from 2 to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 2 to 8 p.m. Meanwhile, the water is rising on Lake Mendota. The water level was nearly 18 inches higher than the target maximum yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean the lake is flooding, and it's not expected to flood. But the State Journal reports people whose homes are in low-lying areas can be vulnerable to water coming in. The lake is just 2 to 8 inches away from a slow no-wake emergency order. The city of Middleton is handing out sandbags for the people who need them, especially in the Dewey Court area. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, Tyler Smith and first-round pick A.J. Johnson, who was asked what's his motivation to play in the NBA.
My family is one of my biggest motivations. I feel like just my obsession of just wanting to be like an unstoppable basketball player. That's like my ultimate motivation every single day.
Some big transactions already in free agency, like Golden State saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, Bucks GM John Horst.
You know, we've seen a couple of those fall so far. There'll be a couple others that fall today. We feel very confident that we'll be able to get the right fits to finish off this roster.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Rockies gained three of their four-game series. Milwaukee winning 4-3 last night, snapping a six-game losing streak at Coors Field. Pat Murphy asked if it's tough for his pitchers playing in mile-high Denver.
Oh, yeah. It's no fun pitching here, that's for sure. But it's about, like, okay, it's part of the league. We got to do it. It's a rule. We got to play them. Got to play them here. We asked to get the games moved, and they wouldn't do it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon. With more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday, half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time the rain ends late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Civic Media welcomes Pod Save America to Madison's Orpheum Theater July 19th. Former Obama aides John Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Viator present fun and informative conversations conversations with hot political news that'll make you laugh, cry, and maybe even Google the 14th Amendment. Pod Save America at the Orpheum, Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster or listen for your chance to win tickets on The John and Gordy Show all next week at 7 a.m. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, tune in tomorrow. It's Pat Kreitlow's birthday. He'll be here to celebrate along with Travy Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take a look at signers on the Declaration of Independence. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We can't get stuck arguing about which candidate performs better on TV. Oh no. We can't get stuck on which candidate can give the best insult. Oh, no. We can't get stuck on what color a candidate's hair is. Oh, no. We can't get stuck on who's touched what prostitute or what porn star. Otherwise, we got to go all the way back in history and come back again. No. And we can't get stuck on who has a slight disability or not. Because in my tradition, Moses stuttered, but he brought down Pharaoh.
Wow, Reverend Barber.
Did Moses stutter?
Apparently. Okay. One more, Reverend Barber. Hello.
Jeremiah had depression, but he stood up for justice. Jesus was acquainted with sorrow. Harriet Tubman had epilepsy. Folk are getting caught up on how a candidate walks. Well, let me tell you, I have trouble walking, but I know how to walk toward justice. President Roosevelt did more than any president of this nation, and he couldn't walk at all. So we say to the media, this election is not about foolish things. It's about whether we will have a democracy. And it is not about one candidate. It is about the people mobilizing and organizing. And you will not drive us to despair.
Thank you. Oh, God, I love him. By the way, can we get a little organ like that? I like that. It was punctuating his
Somebody
points.
Was actually playing.
A little organ.
Would you like to hire an organist?
Can we get a little shredder?
Would you like to hire an organist?
He was playing.
Yeah.
He
oh, was he? Playing. Was it him?
Yes, it was him.
All right. I would like a little organist. Over
a
there.
One?
Maybe someone from Minikiss with a little organ that just when I make a particularly good point, I would just like a...
Mini Queen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Any of the mini bands. Can we get that? Can we do that? Let's democracy's on the line.
The budget?
Let's get a GoFundMe just for a little mini band for 4 months until we save our democracy. I think a little bump bump with a good point for me and then for Chris like a sad trumpet.
Right.
Just kidding. We were discussing during the show, it makes people cry when we fight. And we were saying, I said particularly children of divorce who are the middle child like Jody, who always assumes it's her fault.
It is my fault.
And you said you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest, so it's always my fault.
I'm the baby. It's never my
exactly.
fault.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Sums up everybody's family.
Oh.
My oldest and my baby sister used to gang up on me and say it was my fault when it was their fault.
At least you haven't held on to that.
No, not at all.
All these years.
No, I'm not bitter.
Okay, I hate everyone this morning. Well, you two may get caught in the crossfire, but
right.
Joe on Twitter, I was trying to like coalesce my mind around everything that's happening. He just said Joe is old. Reagan had Alzheimer's. Everyone knew. Mm-hmm. Not one Republican called for him to step down. I mean, that is the difference in the parties. They all knew he had Alzheimer's.
Yes.
going into the second term. And it, anyway, I just, I, you know, by the way, by the end of the, well, this is the end of our week because tomorrow's July 4th. And then we have, yeah.
We have great best ofs.
Best of July 4th and 5th.
Yes.
And enjoy.
Yes.
Happy birthday, America. You got, we got
and
a
the
king.
Normal weekend best of.
We got
your,
a king.
On,
right.
Your, on your local station.
Right. Because Chris LeBoy never stops working for America.
True. Very true.
We got a king for our birthday. Isn't it exciting?
I know. Why are we celebrating July 4th then?
Here's my point. By the end of this week, which is today is the end of our work week, we will be yelled at by almost every member of the armed services. Yesterday, General Honore yelled at us, and everyone really enjoyed that.
It's an
and today,
honor to be called a jack wagon. By
yes.
Maybe. I think we gave him that term. I don't think he called us a jack wagon.
I like to think he did.
People loved him. He
yeah.
will be back.
Oh, yeah.
Today, Navy Senior Chief, now Malcolm Nance, will also yell at us.
He warned me.
He I know. He wrote a fantastic piece. Yeah. And we've
linked to it at stephaniemiller.com.
Yeah. And I, you know, I have said, I just, Seth Abramson has a great thread, too, right? You sent to me, Jody, that.
It's a long one, but it's very good.
Yeah, it's very long. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
It's very long.
But, I just, you know, it's also that we always talk about, God, I miss Eric Bollard,
mm-hmm.
just about the media's role and everything. It just, if I have to see what, if I have to hear 1,000-year-old Andrea Mitchell do one more segment about whether Biden's too, she falls asleep on air. She can barely ever get a sentence out. If she should have retired 11 billion years ago.
Biden said he almost fell asleep during the debate.
Oh, my God, these, like, breaking news, like, stories, like, the staff says Biden's better between 10 and 4. Yeah, me too. Oh, Biden needs a nap. Me too. I'm a lot younger. Okay. My point is, where was my point? I lost it. Here it is. I just feel like the media is going to, because let's face it, Democrat, we're easily scared. We're easily panicked. I feel like they are going
because
to.
Because it is so they're going, important.
I get it.
That's
they're going to terrify us into dumping Joe Biden, which I think is crazy. All the stuff is being speculated. It's crazy fantasy football. Just you know, what did someone call it? West Wing fanfic.
What, does nobody
someone
remember
sent me
1980?
A piece. Biden steps down today. Kamala Harris is the president. Then she picks Obama. And then, you know, I'm like,
oh, it's great.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
That's fantasy. Right.
Right.
It's a fan of.
And Chris, no offense to you. I get what you were saying yesterday that we're mad and we want stuff to be done. But I also don't want to gin up our audience and cause more frustration about at Biden. Like, why isn't Biden doing X, Y, Z? You know. First of all, like, I didn't agree with General Honore that I don't think you should take away Trump's Secret Service. No. I don't want any harm to come to Trump. Like, it's one thing for us to, like, fantasize about what stuff he could do. But, you know, Joe Biden is not going to do stuff that's unconstitutional or illegal. I can't remember what the other thing was, the closing the airspace for Trump's plane or, like, you know.
That's dumb.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you didn't say that to General Honore because you're scared.
I wasn't conducting the interview. You were conducting the interview.
And does nobody remember 1980 with Ted Kennedy?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Not that long ago. That's what part of the reason why Carter was not elected.
Yeah. Speaking of Kennedy's, I think
that's not analogous to what's going on today. What's going on today?
Well, it's not up to all these like Democratic Party inside. It's not up to them. We don't have smoke-filled rooms anymore. And I sense a real frustration. And I know Dina Badala and others of you know that interact with the public like we do have said people feel the same frustration that, oh, I'm sorry, it's not up to us. Like, voters don't get a say. You're like, you know, so-and-so congressman from wherever says Biden. I mean, I've said if Biden
decides,
he is owed his, if he decides, I am 11 billion% in for whatever. But it's just this like, Seth Abramson, this was an interesting, I'm just going to give you the gist of it, but he just said, we all need to understand something. Only one group has the power to decide whether President Biden will end his campaign, corporate media. Voters don't get a say, nor contrary to popular opinion, does the Biden family. American media wants him gone. They will yep. make it so. I feel like I can't, and not even MSNBC, I can't turn it on without another segment, you know, and Biden for now, first of all, I've said if he's like this in every setting, but he wasn't.
Right.
He wasn't when we saw him 2 weeks
ago.
He was great in North Carolina. He did great in the hurricane. Spoke eloquently about climate change and the effect and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you know, he's going to sit down with Stephanopoulos. I'm like, so what's our plan now? Just work him to death to prove to people that he's okay? When yes, Jody? Middle child, yes.
Well, a lot of people give him crap for reading off of teleprompter. See how well you can do it. that don't have a stutter. Well,
Trump has a... Just people
that everybody at that level reads off a teleprompter. I'm not worried about
it. Let me just finish this thing, really. Yeah, already you can sense the conversation moving away from whether Biden will end his campaign to when and how he will do so. Not surprisingly, corporate media is pushing the alternative scenarios that will cause the most drama and chaos for Democrats and produce the best ratings. He said if Biden steps down, there will be metaphorical blood all over the walls of the DNC. It will be a show.
Yep.
Do you think suddenly we're going to become an organized, orderly party? And it, as Jody and I keep saying, if it's not Kamala Harris, you've
lost.
You're going to blow up. I mean, it's just, how do you just skip over the first black female vice president? Go, well, she doesn't matter.
Well, a poll was released yesterday saying that Kamala Harris is actually doing very well.
Thank you, Chris. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, but all of this is, again, fantasy football. Like, what
if sure.
So let me just finish this real quick. He just said, if you watch CNN, you'll understand it. And the rest of corporate media plans to cover this story until the Democratic Party is so terrified it forces Biden out. All of this is happening in real time. I've been a journalist since 1994. I don't believe I've seen corporate media collectively want something as badly as it wants Biden gone. And it knows it has the power to do it, so it's not going to stop till it's done. I don't think anyone could withstand this onslaught. And he said, also just this one, the Supreme Court declared Donald Trump king of America yesterday, and the media is treating it as a page 34 mm-hmm. story. Trump and Putin had a jet date at Dulles parking lot mm-hmm. for 2 days, and the media is treating it as a non-story. The reason it has work to do, force a president to resign. I mean, Trump said it out loud. There's new audio about ratings. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you're a terrible person. It's, mm-hmm. you know, the media loves this drama.
That said it. Huh? Les Moonves said it in 2016.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that picture of your mother American icon in my head. Les Moonves can blow it out his ass. Okay. CBS, the network that brought us the Carol Burnett Show. And
well, he was
jack wagon.
That he is a jack wagon.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, where's give me 18. This is him. It's, you know, the new book. He's talking about the Apprentice and ratings.
If I went back to NBC right now to do something, they would do anything I wanted to do. Showbiz was talking about. Doing a show, anything I wanted to do right now, 100%. Because one thing I know about that business, and I learned that business better than anybody else can learn a business in a short period of time, it's all about one thing, ratings. If you have ratings, you can be the meanest, most horrible human being in the world. Mm-hmm. There's only one thing that matters, ratings.
Uh-huh.
You can be nice or you can be mean. You can be evil, you can be horrible, you can be crude or elegant. There's only one thing that matters, and that's ratings. Uh-huh. If you don't have ratings, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the media took that note, let me just say. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, she tweeted, Mom, tell me about 2024. Well, honey, we were concerned about a man's age, so we let Nazis take over.
Yep.
Thank you. Doris felt Russell Honoré helped a lot of people buck up yesterday. Stephanie Miller called it. SCOTUS just handed the election to Biden. Perhaps that's why I'm not mad today. I'm determined. I'm going to work my ass off. Or as General Honoré would say, AZZ.
AZZ.
Mm-hmm. I love that he swore, so you had to dump him, but then he said AZZ.
Right.
Right.
As if he couldn't say ass.
Right.
But he dropped a couple of S-bombs and F-bombs. I love boot camp.
Just two S-bombs.
People were trying to picture me in boot camp. They were like, I just keep seeing Private Benjamin.
Yeah.
I did feel like, aren't there a lot of, Army? I don't know, but I've been told Eskimo sees mighty cold. Sound off. I could do it. I could do boot camp.
That was in Full Metal Jacket.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it was at stuck in my head somewhere.
I don't think you've seen Full Metal Jacket.
Left.
I don't think you'd like it.
You'd remember that.
I left my wife and 48 children all home in the kitchen just doing the dishes. I knew I was right when I left. Left. I don't know where that's from.
And I don't think you'd like boot camp either.
No.
By the way, you mentioned Kennedy. Can we just say thank you, God, for sending us a picture of Bobby Kennedy eating a barbecue dog? Oh, my God. Christy Noem's like, wow. Wow. Hold my Mountain Dew.
Wow.
What? Okay.
I wasn't going to believe it until the veterinarian said that.
Are you surprised?
He is a crazy person.
Yes. Yes.
But also, if there was one liberal or Democrat that votes for someone that not only made a racist joke about eating a dog, was joking about eating a barbecue. I rescued dogs from the meat trade. That's what liberals do when I went to Thailand. Oh, my God. Okay, where was I? Doris says, SCOTUS just handed the election to Biden. That's why I'm not mad today. I'm determined. I'm going to work my ass off to get Biden-Harris reelected. They need a blue Congress to get done. Thank you. A lot of that, the fantasy stuff that mobilizes us and energizes. We could do it if we have the majorities. Oh, I can't wait till. I don't even have to turn my headphones up for Malcolm today. I am ready to roll.
No, he's going to be very shouty.
All right. And also, we care what you think. Unlike the corporate media, we will talk to you. And we have a huge lineup today.
We do.
Yes.
Right? Malcolm, Carlos, Glenn Kirshner stepping in for his country on a Wednesday because we need him this week.
Exactly.
All right, Justice Warrior. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Mo. What are you doing, man? Let me explain the process by which mommy gets up. Okay, generally, like, if I'm actual sleeping, I'm on my stomach. And so then Bonnie and or Clyde get on my back. I just feel the two little feet. They just stand on my back, just, like, sort of staring for a while. Then sometimes I get a tentative, suggestive tongue in the ear, just like a, like, maybe get up now.
Okay.
And then if I do the international symbol for I'm still sleeping,
yes.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Then they snuggle up like little 80s shoulder pads.
Who's
and then
the
wait
exact
for mommy.
Same thing to me.
Right.
Yeah.
But then there's a certain point where then they start smacking me with paws and really licking in earnest. And that means, no, now. Get up now.
Right.
We need our Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Oh, they also got a Cod Crispy this morning. It was their morning treat. Sometimes they get a Chew-Do and sometimes, I know. Oh, God, that's what it sounds like. I feel like it might be more for me. They love them, but it's like. So fun. Okay. Am I a little all over the place? I'm just telling you, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is the best dog food in the world. And the Cod Krispies, oh my God, they love them. Right now, save 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. If you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You got to make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Message from the...
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody, the social media felt your pain yesterday. I not only liked, I retweeted everyone yesterday. The entire threads and Twitter. Garsh tweeted, three things are true. One, Biden, bad debate, needs to recalibrate. Two, Trump, Epstein, BFF, wannabe dictator, convicted felon. Three, RFK Jr., sexual assaulter, revenge porn spreader, helped kill kids with anti-vax views and slaughtered dogs. Why is one covered more than two or three? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Garsh.
Thank you.
You printed that, so I didn't get a chance to retweet it. I can go back in now. Chris, who said it's above Joe Biden for me? I don't care about his age. You're now voting for your life. You must vote. Y'all better vote for your lives. Who said that?
Lady Aberlin.
No, but close. Joy Reid.
Oh. We have that.
Oh, do we? We do. Sure. Let's hear it. So I'm going to say somewhere between three and seven.
Yeah, somewhere between
let's do
three
six.
Six. Here we go.
It's above me now. It's above Joe Biden now. Don't care about Joe Biden's age, infirmity, that he shuffled when he walked. I don't care. He could be seated for the rest of from now to election day and never get up off a chair. He could sit down. He could roll around in a wheelchair. He could be on a skateboard seated. I don't care. Donald John Trump cannot be allowed back into the White House. Because if you combine that madman with this court, two of whose members are insurrectionists, who flew one of them flew an upside down flag at his home and blamed it on his wife, who's also crazy. The other of whom's wife literally was part of the insurrection, and they ruled in this. They put themselves in the Leonard Leo Six.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, you asked yesterday, the project, because obviously a lot of people, I think Joy just mentioned Project 2025 as well. It's produced by the Conservative Heritage Foundation, as we said yesterday. It's one of several think tank proposals for Trump's platform. It's over 900 pages. It calls for sacking thousands of civil service, expanding the power of the president, dismantling the Department of Education and other federal agencies, and sweeping tax cuts. So you asked, you like, oh, are liberals just reacting to what the Heritage Foundation unveiled this in April last year, and liberal opposite, obviously that's why people have started talking about it, because they wrote it all down. And now with this Supreme Court, you're like, it's like a checklist. They're like, yep, check, check, check.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, things. Yes, it's
veterans.
Things they wanted to do before. But this is like a specific, what we're going to do in 2025 when Donald Trump is president. And it is terrifying. And it's almost everything that's happened at the Supreme Court.
They put out similar papers in 2000 when I was in conservative radio.
Not like this.
Yes, they did.
Not this specific.
They absolutely did.
Okay, well. There's a combination. So, there's a combination of that, a president that wants to be a dictator, and a Supreme Court that wants to let him. So
right,
that's why people
right.
are.
It's the culmination of goals that they've had for right. 50 years.
So they've always wanted to cut benefits for veterans?
They absolutely
that's in there.
Have.
Really?
Yes.
Ronald Reagan wanted
yes.
to cut benefits for veterans.
They absolutely have.
I don't
Ronald
think Reagan
did. Did not want to cut benefits for veterans.
The right. Heritage Foundation did.
29 minutes after the hour, we're going to slam ourselves into a heartbreak without a helmet.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a Labish, Terrier, Hound, Chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait, wait, wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for the mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We'll be right back.
Listen to Taraji P. Henson, y'all. Project 2025. They've now just implemented it from the court.
You
don't even need it now. You have this court, plus Trump, plus the House, plus the Senate, plus all these states. Y'all better vote for your lives in November. I'm gone. Y'all be good. And God, good luck and God bless.
Thank you, Joy. Tristan Snell, great on Threads. He said the only reason Trump didn't execute or murder people while he was president is because people told him he couldn't. The Supreme Court just told him he can. He also said the Supreme Court's concerned about protecting the president from the people when they should be concerned about protecting the people from the president. Mm-hmm. So many smart mommy gave everybody a gold star on all of Threads and Twitter yesterday. Bob Schooley said the founders did not intend a king who does a double jerk dance to the village people. That, I think, is one thing we can all agree on. Did they envision double handy J's or the village people at that point? No. Could they envision Lauren Boebert? Not really.
Ben Franklin was a fan of the handy J, though.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's an interesting historical fun fact. Thank you.
Well, he liked the French whores.
Dr. Jack Brown said, channel your anger into action. Get friends, family, coworkers who normally don't vote to vote blue. That is what Malcolm Nance's shouty marching orders are today, as were General Honoré's. And John Pavlovitz, we the people can fix this. We will. All in, good humans. No red, no blue. Good humans. Good humans. Mm-hmm. Look alive. All in now. Like Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita. Hello, Anita.
Uh-oh.
Really? Everybody's all in except for my phone system. See? Hello, Anita. Hello, hello, hello. All right, let's see. Pam in New Hampshire. Hello, Pam.
Hey, Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, listen to me. Millions of people have voted for Joe. They're never voting for Trump, the only poll that matters. But these Democrats want to push Joe out. I'm telling you what. Trump's not going to accept no matter who's in. He's not going to accept the results. So I want someone there with 50 years of experience that will know how to handle this. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what, they throw away my vote. These people, and even when Nikki Haley dropped out, millions of people voted for her. They don't want Trump. Screw these polls. The media's made criminals out of every Democrat that's run, and none of them have ever been charged.
Well, and the polling doesn't show the freak out.
I know.
Yeah, the polling doesn't show the freak out that Democrats are having. It hasn't moved the needle. And people are freaking out.
I know that, but the media, they need their tax breaks. They don't want to pay taxes. So if these Democrats push my favorite president, best president ever, they push him out. Why should I vote for people that care more about their ego than women and migrants and people of color and the LGBTQ? You know what? They're spineless.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anita is in a state this morning. Mm-hmm. And the state is Texas, and so you can understand her being cranky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ruth Pundit said, hope the media understands that a president untethered from laws can shut down outlets that they declare are harming the public. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. When I watched Stormy Daniels last night and how she's been targeted, I thought, thank God I am only, Chris, protected by my mediocrity, as I've said. It may take him a while to get to us.
Yeah, I mean.
But, I mean, I swear to God, I feel like, is there anything you think he wouldn't do or things he wouldn't shut down because they're critical of him?
At least you're not as popular as Rachel Maddow.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. There are several layers of excellence, Chris, before you get down here.
Exactly.
To literally to the basement.
So thank God for small favors.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I'm the lowest on a totem pole in this room.
No, you're not.
We're all in it together.
No.
Oh, no.
And you probably get like a mom exemption. They're like, oh, you're with her, fine. That's like getting into a, you know, Studio 54 in 1976.
Right.
So, oh, you're with Carol Burnett? Okay.
We're on the Concord.
Right. You will be eating caviar on the Concord out of here. You and I will be like, movie.
Yeah.
I'm hiding.
Why do you think
I stay quiet?
Why are we laughing?
Why do you think I
don't
stay quiet?
Don't stay quiet. Oh, I see. Now you think it'll save you. Lord.
Why do you think I'm not on camera?
The Tennessee Holler said, Rose precedent. Of course he'll leave peacefully. We would never come after IBF. No one's above the law. When they tell you that you're being dramatic, that's when it's time to worry. Robert Reich said, Trump, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody. Supreme Court. Sure, that seems reasonable. That's where we are.
It is where we are.
By the way, Carlos Alzraki, at least he is on the Jeff Tiedrich train. He said, not a day goes by that I don't think about the Bernie bro who told me in 2016 that Hillary SCOTUS picks would be just as bad as Trump's. Oh! That's why I'm wearing my Hillary. He's right about everything.
I remember that.
Okay. Oh, Tristan Smell, one more. If the D.C. J6 case against Trump will now not go to trial until 2025, if ever, then Jack Smith should now unleash the rest of his indictments against Trump's co-conspirators, including his co-conspirators in Congress. I think Allison Gill said something like that. I mean, we will ask Glenn Kirshner. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it seems, again, we're in a whole new legal... we're not even in a legal universe anymore, right? So what the heck? Go for broke. I mean, you know, what do we have to lose at this point? Tom in North Carolina. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Stephanie. What you on Free Speech TV and you and the gang are wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of us are.
Some days. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Tom.
If I may say, I think for the good of the party, Kamala Harris, because there are so many racists, so many sexists, and so many whatever in this country, she should not run for vice president, simply for those reasons.
For what reasons?
She's already won.
She is vice president.
Yeah.
For what reasons?
Because of the misogyny and
sexism.
Excuse
me, I meant run for president.
Okay. Oh, she shouldn't run for president,
because there are so many racists,
okay,
sexists. In this country.
Okay, but we can't give in to the sexist and racist and homophobes. I mean, okay. I'm sorry, I had to hang up on you, Tom, because I'm thinking, you know what? I feel like there's one. Is this an aorta? Which one's my aorta?
It's right in here.
It's in your neck.
I'm sorry, because I already have too many. Should Joe Biden, whatever. Should the flying purple people eater run? I've watched too many of those segments. This is me. This is the media. This is up here. I've had this many stories. It's above the top of my head
it's
now.
It's right here. Your aorta is right here at the top.
Oh, okay. Well, it's moving up. And then there's something going on with this vein. And then there's a headache in my eye.
Your jugular's up here. Your aorta's here.
I only have one good
eye.
Okay. Can I just say maybe I shouldn't say this out loud. I love Kamala Harris. She was my first choice in the primary.
She was my second. After Elizabeth.
So if Joe Biden decided at some point to step down and we had a president, Kamala Harris, no one would be happier than me.
I'd be happy.
This is why I'm not concerned. Okay. I think three or four great appearances since the debate. Like, so, okay, now he's going to sit down with Stephanopoulos. Like, what, is there like a hostage demand list we have of him? That, you know, does he need to start doing that thing? What's his, Jack Palance, does he need to do the one-arm push-ups on a stage for us?
Probably.
What else?
Couldn't hurry.
Oh, the presidential fitness exam, that thing, right? That none of us could even pass when we were
kids.
Grade school spazzes. How about that?
I'm just happy that I found out that I can do a pull-up finally.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Because I couldn't back then.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Noel Kassler said, it's funny how they told us our whole lives how the USA was the greatest nation on earth, and then we got totally outfoxed by a 78-year-old game show host who never learned how to read, and soon he might be king. Stop that, mother. Vote blue. Thank you. Us. It all comes down to us. Josh said, shout out to all y'all telling us we were overreacting in 2016. It surely isn't I hate everyone morning. Amy Siskin says, what do the American people think? I don't know. Why is that still important? Should former presidents have immunity from criminal charges for official acts? No, 71%. Yes, 16%. This is going to be the next Roe-type decision to drive voters to the polls. Thank you, Amy. We're not taking crazy pills. This is the most un-American of rulings. And it's okay. We're still, for the moment, a democracy. Trina says, do not be afraid. We will overcome this. Fear is their biggest tool. Let's do this. Vote in numbers too big, too beautiful, too loud. Leave no doubt. We are not going back. Aaron Rupar, our friend, our buddy, mm-hmm, our pal, said, nobody loves that Joe Biden's 81. It'd be great if he was 35. But you know what I really dislike? Authoritarianism. So I humbly beseech people to get a damn grip.
Amen.
People are awfully sweary, as was General Honoré yesterday.
Somebody just accused me of giving Ronnie metaphorical BJs, and I don't. Reagan was an awful president, and I've said so on numerous occasions. Other people think he's a god. So
right.
Whoever said that, you're wrong.
Because you said something complimentary about him, about veterans. That's why.
Well, yeah. No, yeah, I mean, no. He would have never done that to veterans.
Right.
I know that.
And that was the complimentary
beat. Oh, how dare I say something
welcome
that
to,
he would have done.
Welcome to talk radio.
You are job-giving whore.
I'm very good at that, but not to
welcome,
him.
Welcome to the minefield we're all going to be in for the next 4 months.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
What did I step on?
Yeah.
He was a veteran. Of course he would have been good.
You know what we
veterans.
Need now? We little truck horn from Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Rick.
Hey, what's up?
We can do anything.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm going to be very sincere.
Okay.
And I'm going to scare a lot of people.
Oh, dear.
I'm not joking around.
Okay.
This has been cooking since Reagan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's been
right now.
For 45 years.
There's been what?
Right
this
now.
Has been, this has been cooking. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, okay, let's say Trump gets in power. Am I right? He gets in power.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his VP. Trump is old as Biden. All right?
Mm-hmm.
He does. Okay, so he might pass away for natural causes.
Mm-hmm.
Now his VP is going to be in power. Let's say another Republican goes against this person that is VP from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He decides, because all the power that Trump has right now is going to go to that person.
Mm-hmm.
He decides, no. You're not going to go against me. I'm going to put you in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we will have only one president from now on.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat. If you vote for Trump, this is the last time you're going to vote.
Yep. Yep.
And we will be in so much trouble, because if you talk bad about that person or about any Republican, you're either going to go to jail.
Yep.
Your show is going to be canceled.
Oh, well, now this is personal.
They canceled Rachel.
And I have got literally nothing else to do. I've got
MSNBC would be gone first.
Yeah, they canceled Rachel before they get to you, Steph.
Oh, by the way, Ronald Reagan did pass an abortion law in California.
Kids, that's my graduation speech. You have graduation music? That's my graduation speech for you kids. The only thing that may protect you in a post-Project 2025 Donald Trump Supreme Court America is your mediocrity. See what I'm saying, kids? Don't draw attention to yourself by getting fancy degrees.
No, don't do that.
And getting huge ratings and make millions of dollars. That will only draw attention to you. Look at this. Look how fun this is. I get to play fart noises in my basement.
Yes, you do.
Aspire to it, children. And remember, whenever God shuts a door somewhere, he also shuts a window, and then you're screwed. Best of luck to you.
And wear sunscreen.
Drinking's fun. Good night.
Drinking is a lot of fun. Drinking's a hell of a lot of fun. I'm going to do some of that tonight.
Why do I don't know why I took any invitations for graduations. Oh, well.
Weren't you salutatorian?
I was.
Did you have
That's
to give
the
a
last
speech?
Time I got to speak to a graduating
okay.
class is when I was in a graduating class. I even tried to hog some of Donna Bider's time. She was the
valedictorian?
Yeah, by like a tenth of a point, Donna. Not that I've held on to it.
Are you
but she didn't like speaking. She was fear of speaking. So I was like, fine, I'll take your time.
Was this at DeSales or was this at USC?
Yes, this was at DeSales Catholic High School.
Okay.
Oh, USC. I was had already begun my career of mediocrity.
Forrest Whitaker scored higher than you.
I had already realized you are not going to be Carol Burnett. You did not go to UCLA. You are not going to get your own TV variety
that
show.
That was the first problem. You didn't go to UCLA.
You are going to be a loser.
Eric
from USC.
Stoltz was better than you.
Everyone was better than me. Forrest Whitaker, Ally Sheedy, Tony Edwards. You know who was in my class? Everyone was literally better than me. Do you see what I'm saying, kids? Don't aspire. It will not
bode well.
It's like, right? I'm like Homer Simpson's back in the bushes of my mediocrity.
Uh-huh.
The other people are right out there, shining bright with their excellence and their Oscars and their Emmys and their degrees. Be Homer Simpson, kids. Ah, I'm making you. Don't look at me. Yeah, stupid. Okay. Today might be the day I finally really lose it.
At least you're nationally syndicated.
Whatever.
I mean, you could be on in
sort of
in Poughkeepsie. You know, you're not. You've reached a good level.
I'm not laughing at myself. I'm laughing really hard at myself.
You know, you're on in Scanny Atlas, New York, and that's all that
You
really
know, there's
matters.
A level of humility, and then there's just rock-bottom self-esteem. That's what I have. Kids, that's what I recommend. Start hitting yourself. Low self-esteem. Don't underestimate it, kids. Drink up. All right, 49.
Why don't you have a career like Ally Sheedy?
Mediocrity. Wrapped in a... Yeah. All right, 49 minutes.
You could have directed Waiting to Exhale like Forrest Whitaker
I couldn't have done any of that. This is it.
You could have played Idi Amin.
This is why I love when I get letters about, I'm disappointed, you could do better. I can't do better. This is the best I can do.
You could have acted opposite Cher in Mask if you were Eric Stoltz.
If I had the right mask.
Yeah.
Well, who could tell that's acting? I could get a mask and just...
Tell that to Eric Stoltz.
Yeah.
He did a great job in that movie.
Him. He was always very nice to me.
He's a nice guy.
Okay. I could have been that voice.
Gene Wilder was Gene Wilder.
Oh, no, I couldn't be him either. Okay, all right. I couldn't even play a chocolate in the Chocolate Factory.
Really?
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Just Thrive. Am I thriving or am I? Listen, at least I feel good. That's the important thing. Life could be stressful, overwhelming, right? Are you feeling like that?
No.
Aw, boo. Come on, look up. Stress can make a mess of your digestion, your immune system. Just Calm. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough stress-resting formula from Just Thrive. Look at me chuckling warmly about my own mediocrity. It's because I'm on Just Calm.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a mood-lifting blend. It's clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. I used to take the Sammy, and this is better. There's all kinds of stuff wrapped in there that helps you just get a natural chill. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. I heard about probiotics 11 billion years ago, and now there are 11 billion of them. Do your research. This has Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. A lot of them, you think you're saving money, and it doesn't even survive.
Nope.
This is spore probiotic. It banishes bloat and constipation. Your gut produces more serotonin, your happy hormone. Look how happy I seem, despite my mediocrity.
Well, someone has to be.
Yeah. You can feel fine with your lot in life. Save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. When you go to justthrivehealth.com, use the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with that promo code Stephanie. It's like getting a month for free.
This is rapidly approaching a spectacle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
We are here to save the world. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour continues. In Boston.
Boston, you're my home.
Saturday, July 13th at the Box Center Schubert Theater, Boston.
That's what's happening, baby.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know, I'm excited too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. I'm like the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petty every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And the fabulous Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
With special guests Glenn Kirshner and Charlie Pierce. Purchase of VIP tickets gets you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour at the Box Center Schubert Theater in Boston, Saturday, July 13th. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Glendale is accusing poll observers of disrupting the vote in a special election primary yesterday. Brian Kennedy tells WISP Politics observers were challenging every absentee ballot as poll workers tried to process them. Two of the observers are known conspiracy theorists. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning up pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places in all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. President Joe Biden is coming here to Madison on Friday. We are still waiting for a lot of the final details. That's just kind of how it works with big campaign stops. But we know he'll be holding a rally here between 1 and 5 p.m. We also don't yet know where that rally will be. This comes after a lackluster debate performance. The last time the president was here was in April. He was promoting his student debt relief program. Undoubtedly, the motorcade will affect traffic. We'll keep you posted on those updates as we learn them. And there's a slow no-wake emergency order on part of Lake Monona because of all this rain and rising water levels. Boats must move at the slowest rate possible on Wickawock Bay. That's a little inlet on the far southeast side of the lake between Tecumseh Park and Graham Park. All this rain just has water levels too high. That order will be in place throughout the holiday weekend, and it'll be lifted once the water level stays below 846 feet for 5 days. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon. With more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday, half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time the rain ends late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Crude and Dom.
The Devil's Advocates will be taking a couple of days off to celebrate the nation's birthday, but will return on Friday with coverage of President Joe Biden's appearance in Madison.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Soft yes is going to become a hard yes from Lawrence O'Donnell. All once right. I name drop Carol Burnett.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. He said, Noel says, mainstream media can taste what Biden dropping out will do for the ratings. They'll get to cover chaos. Mm-hmm. It won't be, as Bill Maher wrote in the New York Times, exciting like a rose ceremony. It'll be a circular firing squad and exploited endlessly by our opponents and fueled by Dems and disarray headlines while RNC supplies the smoke canisters to the Free Palestine anti-DNC protesters filming content on the streets of Chicago. They will push hard for this over the 4th of July break. Thank you, Noel. Well said. Yep. 58 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up, Carlos Alzraki, Glenn Kirshner, all on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.